Hey freaks, it's Thursday, October 16th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, snot fetish films plus going bananas for stand-up comedy, killing off your annoying patients, and tits will make you slap somebody. All of this plus your voicemails today on DV. I drank so much last night that my fuck plow puked cock chowder into a fat whore shit tunnel and pissed on her cunt while she farted it out.
Oh my god! Woo! Listen to that horn!
Holy fuck.
Everybody, it's time to go! Go to the plows, fuck go!
Alright, hey guys, Tim Henson with you. Back for the Thursday edition of DV. I was thinking, God, we are getting so close to Christmas season. I know a lot of you don't even think about it yet, but we're really only a couple months away, and you know what that means. It's a tradition here on Distorted View where I offer fantastic prizes and gifts for the Christmas season to you, my faithful listeners. Then I never end up sending them out, and I look like a fucking asshole. That has become Distorted View's Christmas tradition. I'm kind of embarrassed by it. As a matter of fact, I still have last Christmas gifts in a box here in my office. I sent out a few of them, mostly from people who have bugged me incessantly. And I get fed up and I'm finally hassled enough that I get off my ass and mail it. But if you have won something from me, please email me. Just use the subject line prize. That's it. And then tell me what you won. And I'm going to double check. I'll go back through all my emails once I get a new email from you. And I'll check to make sure that you really did win a prize. But I got to send these out before this year's Christmas season. I can't get behind 2 years. That would be embarrassing. All right. So Christmas season is coming up. I hope to be doing some morning sickness Christmas countdown video casts, just a handful of them to get us through the holiday season, because I really haven't done a lot of video this year, so be on the lookout for that. All right, I've got a bunch of audio to share with you right now. First up, disgusting fetishes, one of my favorite pastimes, just going on Pornhub and looking up gross stuff. I find it fascinating when people are into very specific things that not many other people are into. For instance, search for the word snot. You'll find 4 or 5 videos. You search for the word anal, you're going to get tens of thousands of hits. So if you're a snot enthusiast, you got slim pickings. Get it? Because you pick your nose. I did find one great video. I think this guy has posted all of the snot-related videos on Pornhub. But here he is, doing what he does best. Playing with his snot. First of all, he's going to conjure up some. You can hear him trying to blow a little bit. Right? Moments later, you can hear the snot percolating. Starting to dislodge. Come out of his nose. Starting to drip. Really coming out now. Big globs of it. Oh, this guy isn't naked or anything. He's just on cam. The snot has reached his mouth. He starts to lick it up. Now he's getting hot. Now he's blowing it out of his mouth. So the snot's coming out of his nose into his mouth. It's collecting in his mouth, and now he's making snot bubbles out of his mouth. Oh, my God. I think I'd rather watch a Japanese vomit video. God damn. A lot of snot in his mouth. I'm going to try to screen cap this and make it today's album artwork. All right, is that it? Let me fast forward. This goes on forever. Oh. Very juicy. I think we've heard enough of that. Next up, I've got surveillance footage from a Subway restaurant. This interaction is so infuriating because there's this whole movement to give fast food workers raises. Now, I'm all for people making more money. The minimum wage is ridiculously low. However, some people aren't even worth the minimum wage, like this guy. All right, he's a worker at Subway, and some old dude is buying, you know, probably like, you know, a geriatric near-dead senior discounted meal for $5. I mean, like, you get a 6-inch sub and a cookie and a drink for $5. But the cashier charges him $5.50. Not $5. And then plus tax, it was like $5.90-something. So the old man's trying to communicate with the worker, you charged me the wrong amount. And the worker's like, no, no, that's just tax. And the old fart's like, no, even before the tax, you still charged me too much money. All right, so the first part is kind of hard to understand. The kid is saying, it's originally $5.50, but I only charge you $5, but since we charge normally $5.50, it's 95 cents in tax. We charge tax on the full amount, which you're not supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're taxing me on $5.50, and that's 50 cents over the price of the fucking cookies.
50 cents over the price of the cookies. I don't control
price. I can't control the price.
Your sign says $5.
But that's what it is in the tax,
sir.
$5.50.
You charged me $5.95.
Oh, it's
$1.50. Yeah, they charged me that. $5.50.
$5.50.
No, it's $5.
Sir, I can't change
the price. You're not. The $5 is on your sign. That's the price of the cookie.
All right, now you can sort of hear what's going on. Once they start yelling, the audio becomes a little more clear. Guy keeps pointing to a sign that clearly says $5. Even if you charge tax on the $5, it should be like $5.40. But the guy's charging $5.90, which leads the old man to believe you're charging me $5.50. And I love that they're fighting over basically 50 cents. But, you know, old people have nothing else to do with their day, so they eat this shit up.
Put your money back.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second. Let me rewind it here so you can hear him. All right.
$5.50.
The other worker turns the sign around to look at it.
I can't change the price.
You're not. The $5 is on your sign. That's the price of the cookie.
You want your money back?
Yes, David, I do.
Okay. Then I'll give you your money back. But that's all I can do.
Well, you better change your sign because you're lying to your customer.
No, we're not. Okay.
Damn sure.
We don't control the price. Well, then take down the sign. It's like a little piece of paper on like a stand that says $5. Like, do you understand how ridiculous this is? You can't override it. It's over fucking 50 cents.
And I asked the customer, is that $5?
We don't have no control of what it says.
I gave you your money back. Can you please just go?
You got the money? Thank you. Sorry about
that. All right. Just please go.
I'm telling you. You're
I don't get paid enough to get screamed at by customers. I'm sorry.
Chris, put that back in.
Well, you are in the wrong here. You also don't get paid enough to do proper math, I guess. Oh, my God.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. You have a good day, sir.
Well, I'm damn sure disappointed in you lost a customer.
Well, I'm not here.
If you can't have two and two and get four, you're a duck.
Sorry for you.
Well, sorry for me. I'm pitiful. You're pitiful. You can't have them come out with the right number.
Wow.
All right. Have a good one.
That old man is about ready to have a heart attack. Hey, don't feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for you. You can't add 2 + 2. Well, you know what? Now you don't get your cookies, sir. You should know better than to talk back to the all-powerful Subway employee. He's the keeper of the subs. Just go to McDonald's. You get your 50-cent coffee. Get your little dollar McDouble. You'll come out ahead. As if that audio wasn't painful enough, I've got a new stand-up comedian. His name is Kevin the Cashier. And when he's not doing stand-up, you guessed it, he's a cashier. So there's going to be lots of grocery store humor here, I think.
And I put his tomatoes on the bottom, and I was about to put tomato juice on top of it.
All right, we're in the middle of a joke here, I think, but that's okay. I don't think it really matters. He's talking about an experience of bagging someone's items.
And I put his tomatoes on the bottom.
Which is a dumb thing to do if you're going to, you know, put other things in the bag. You're going to smush the tomatoes.
And I was about to put tomato juice on top of it. But at the last minute, he took the tomatoes, he threw them on the tailboard, and he said, I'm tired of these shipper brains crushing my tomatoes. So I said, I'm sorry, it's my first day. He got rewarded. He made me feel so stupid. At least I have a brain, and it's not made of shit.
Oh, are you done with the joke? I'm sorry. Was that the punchline? By the way, I just have to say, you are kind of a shit for brains for putting the tomatoes in the bottom of the bag. Even if it's your first day working at the grocery store, why would you put something squishy and juicy on the at the bottom of the bag and then put heavy things on top of it?
And it's not made of shit. My second day as a bagger.
All right. Day two of the grocery store saga. Because the first joke based on this premise works so well. He's going to try joke number two.
I was bagging for this one guy, and I put potato chips on the bottom, and I was about to put canned tomatoes on top of it, and he took the canned tomatoes out, he took the potato chips out.
Did he call you a shit for brains too?
Put them on the tailboard, and he said, I hate fucking smashed chips. So I said, go get another one. So I got another bag, and I started giggling. And he said, you're laughing at me. I said, no, sir, I'm laughing at myself. He said, bullshit, you're laughing at me. So he took his receipt, and I said, sir, I wasn't laughing at you. And he said, yes, you were, and that's fucked up.
These aren't jokes. They're not even amusing stories.
A year later, I got promoted to cashier, and I've been a cashier in the grocery business for about 6 years now. And some of the people drive me bananas, and that's why I apply for produce. I work in produce.
I think they're clapping, not because the joke is funny. It's not. No one is laughing. There's like one person clapping because it was the first time a joke could be identified in this man's set. Like, up until now, I don't know what the hell he was talking about. Now the audience is just looking for a joke, even if it's a bad joke. Oh, I can identify that as this man trying to be funny.
And I have to answer a stupid question. I can stop what I'm doing and answer it. But if I'm asked a stupid question on the register, I'm scanning the groceries, and if I don't know the answer, I got to tell the bagger to get the front-end coordinator. It's just a pain in the ass. It's like taking a shit and forgetting to wipe.
Okay, now they're coming fast and furious. Oh, he's got a notebook. These were actually written down.
I've been asking the produce manager for months, is there an opening? He finally told me one day that your persistent, annoying skills are awesome, but there is still no opening. So after he told me that, I thought about just quitting and becoming a collections caller, but I can't stand to aggravate people because I don't like to be aggravated.
You're aggravating an entire room of people looking to laugh.
So I just decided to stick it out. And I'm thinking if I get in produce, eventually I can say, I'm top banana now.
Oh. Like, that's pretty much the same joke that you just told before about the banana driving you bananas. Top banana. Oh, look, he has to look back at his notes.
Oh. I still live at home, and my mom's right.
Was that a cop or someone laughing? Because that's the first funny thing he said.
Eventually, I can say, I'm top banana now.
Oh, that part wasn't funny. Oh. Ouch. Right, then he looks back at his notebook. I still live
at home, and my mom drives me bananas, and she doesn't want me to work in produce.
Oh, my God. Get off this whole produce grocery store junk.
She wants me to work in customer service. I did apply for customer service, too. But they tell me I need to smile more, and you know it's hard to smile when you're working. You know, you always have a serious face on. It's just hard to smile. So.
Time that there was silence, he was just looking at the audience.
Anyway, I still live at home, and oh, let me explain God. How
I'd rather listen to the snot guy some more.
Why my mom drives me bananas.
Oh, what is it with bananas? I think he feels like the biggest laugh he got from the room was the first banana joke. So he's going to stick with what works. All right, we've heard enough from Kevin the cashier. I've got just a few more short clips. A new episode of Extreme Cheapskates aired on TLC, formerly The Learning Channel. In this episode, we meet a girl who is so cheap. How cheap is she? She's so cheap, she refuses to buy dental floss. You know what she uses to floss her teeth?
I like to use hair over dental floss.
She gets hair. She picks hair out of her comb and brushes. Yeah, from her own head. And she uses those strands of hair to floss her fucking teeth. How much is dental floss? Like a dollar or two?
I know it sounds gross, but this just works as a great system.
No.
It doesn't cost me anything.
PR executive and single mother Kia Cambridge shares her suburban Wisconsin apartment with her 18-year-old college-bound son, Alex.
Hi, Mom. I never have flossed my teeth with my hair before, ever.
No. Morning. Because you're not insane. That's like the tip of the iceberg with this bitch.
I keep my chewed pieces of gum in the freezer because it helps preserve the flavor. I usually chew one piece every 3 days.
She has a pill. You know, like one of those plastic pill containers that have, like, each day of the week marked in their own little compartment? She keeps each day's gum in one of the compartments.
One piece every 3 days. See, I start with...
Gum is the cheapest fucking thing you can purchase.
Piece every 3 days. See, I start with a piece on Sunday. Ride that out till about Tuesday. Then we get to Wednesday. That's when I treat myself with a whole new piece of gum. With this system, I don't spend more than $10 a year on gum.
So she's got to be addicted to gum because I don't think I spend $10 a year on gum. I don't think I spend $5 a year on gum.
With this system, I don't spend more than $10 a year on gum.
I refuse to try that because I don't even like gum after like 2 hours, much less like 3 days.
3 days eating the same piece, there's no taste at all after the first hour.
You don't need to do that much to save money.
I like this kid because, as I mentioned earlier, he's not insane like his mother, but that voice, that's my problem with the kid.
I don't understand my mother. I mean, you chew gum for an hour, all the taste is gone. She's a complete fucking retard.
You don't need to do that much to save money.
I think that's Cheryl Murkowski's son.
I don't spend $10 a year on gum. I spend $10 a day on cigarettes. Unfiltered.
I'm kind of more interested in this kid than the mother now.
My mom wipes her ass with a ShamWow. She saves over $500 a year on toilet paper. Not that I get laid that often, but my mom has me wash out and reuse my condoms.
All right, finally, before we get into the news, do you guys remember the balloon boy? It was a hoax that the father of this family came up with, where he said his son climbed into some balloon contraption he was working on and floated away. And then the cops had to, like, chase down this balloon. Come to find out it was, you know, wasn't real. It made headlines, though, for days. Well, the balloon boy is back. His family has started a band, and it's as awful as you'd imagine it to be. It's a metal band, which is a little different. Wait, scratch that. Never mind. I can't understand a word. Instead, let's take a listen to a music video from the man we talked about on the program recently who had sex with 700 cars. He wrote a love song to his Beetle, his Volkswagen Beetle. This is that song.
Vanilla Beetle of 74, your creamy body I adore. Flesh and metal, overwhelmed. Man and car become one.
Like the Opus.
When you're parked in my yard, where my sun sets, freed from the light of day and dark, I leave my loving seed.
Ew. This isn't so much a song. It reminds me more of those retards doing poetry. What was it, Special Poetry Slam? Whatever. So there you go. Just a little song to his beloved Volkswagen Beetle. He leaves his seed all over it, apparently. And with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist. Right now. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, help support this stupidity and get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do exclusive content just for paying members. That includes extended programs, exclusive shows, also video casts for you. Sign up right now. It is very inexpensive. This is how I make my living, and when you sign up for the Sideshow, you help ensure that this stupidity continues on for a long, long time. Go to superfreaksideshow.com right now and sign up. Thank you so much to all of my current and future Sideshow members. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. Cops arrested a nurse in northeastern Italy in connection with the deaths of as many as 38 patients. She's Nurse Reaper. What's great, though, is she had a reason for doing what she did. She didn't just kill all of her patients. She picked out the ones who were annoying to her. I feel if I was a nurse or a doctor, kind of how I would roll as well. Police have the cell phone of Daniela Poggiali, or something, 42, which included a photo she snapped a few months ago of her giving a thumbs up next to a patient who had died moments before. I think I've seen that picture. We may have talked about it here on the show. I can assure you in that all of my professional years of seeing shocking photos, there were few such as these, said prosecutor Alessandro Mancini. Poggiali, or whatever, who lives in the town of Lugo, was taken into custody over the weekend and booked for the alleged slaying of 78-year-old patient Rosa Calderoni, who died from an injection of potassium. She had been admitted to the hospital with a routine illness before she died unexpectedly. Tests revealed she died with a high amount of potassium, which can provoke cardiac arrest in the bloodstream, according to the Central European News. Her death triggered an investigation, and that's when they started to notice, wow, everyone this fucking nurse treats ends up dying. All right, her death triggered an investigation which found that 38 others had died mysteriously, all from potassium poisoning, while Poggiali was on duty. One of her fellow nurses described her as a cold person. That's what you want in a nurse. A cold-hearted bitch, but always eager to work. She loved her job, the part where she gets to kill patients. Another one of Poggiali's colleagues said the accused nurse was once reported for giving powerful laxatives to patients at the end of her shift to make work tougher for the nurses working after her. Sounds like she could have been a Distorted View listener. Second story we have for you today, a 30-year-old Kentucky man who claimed to... That's funny. Who claimed to be a youth pastor I think you know where this is going, is facing charges that he sexually abused a 16-year-old boy. Yeah, once you're pretending to be a youth pastor, there's only a few reasons why one would pretend to be a youth pastor. You want to be around children for some reason. All right, he faces charges that he sexually abused a 16-year-old boy, surprise, surprise, and then threatened to kill him with witchcraft. Yeah, that's right. If you tell anyone what I did to you, I'm gonna use my cloud song abilities.
Hey, I know you're part of the motherfuckers! You fucking stole my cloud song! If I ever find out where you live, I'm gonna fucking kill you!
Bro,
I know you're part of those motherfuckers who rolled over to Alice the other day and fucking zerged my cloud song! I swear to fucking God!
Well, we finally figured out who stole that kid's cloud song. It was the youth pastor. He's using it to keep a child that he raped quiet. The Commonwealth Journal... What does Cloud Song do in that game, anyway? The Commonwealth Journal reported that a 16-year-old male told Eubank police investigators that Pollyann Church of God... That doesn't sound like a real church. The Pollyann Church of God. Youth pastor Rex Allen Murphy made sexual contact with him. The abuse allegedly happened at the church and at the suspect's home for a period of at least 6 months. Eubank Chief of Police Colin Hatfield called the accusations very graphic and to the point. The victim stated that the suspect told him on numerous occasions that by brushing his skin or shaking his hand, he could tell his sins by the power he has. He came from a family of warlocks. Just by stroking your dick, he can tell all of your secrets. The police chief noted that Murphy had threatened the boy with witchcraft if he told his parents about the abuse. You know, warlock powers. He was very scared because the suspect, in the victim's eyes, had been threatening his life in the form of Wicca, witchcraft, and black magic. In an interview with police, Murphy asserted he thought he would be able to help the victim with his battle with homosexuality because he, too, had experimented with homosexuality. No, Hatfield said. How do, like, if you're a youth pastor and this 16-year-old kid came up to you and said, I'm having these homosexual urges. Can you help me? And the youth pastor's like, yes, I can help you with that. Pull down your pants and let me suck your dick. That's not the kind of help I'm looking for. I want to be straight. No, trust me. I'm a warlock. Let me just suck your dick. I can tell by the mouthfeel what these urges are all about. It'll help me understand. A penis is a lot like a fingerprint or the lines on your palm. You've heard of palm readers. I'm a shaft reader. Although, I would think balls would have more information. You know, like balls are like wrinkly and stuff. There are a lot of lines and balls. Balls are very telling. Murphy allegedly told the boy that he could see his sins by touching him. The pastor at Pollyann Church of God insisted that Murphy had only been a Sunday school teacher, like that's any better, and that the boy was a student in his class. The pastor said that the church was dealing with the situation internally. We all know how that goes. You know, like, remember how the Catholic Church handled the whole pedophilia thing? All right. He also argued that there was no reason to believe that any abuse occurred on church grounds. Murphy was arrested on Monday on charges of first-degree sexual abuse, use of a minor under 18 in a sexual performance, and third-degree sodomy. Huzzah! Hatfield said that Murphy did in fact confess to the allegations, but he denied the references to witchcraft were meant as a threat. So, there you go. And finally, today, freaks. A mobile billboard that featured the image of a pair of tits posted on the side of a van caused 500 car crashes in just 24 hours. An advertisement showing a woman's bare breast has reportedly caused more than 500 accidents in one day in a poorly thought-out PR campaign. The photograph shows a woman cupping her breast with a thin blue strip across the nipples. It was posted on the side of 30 vans in Russia. The advertisement simply read, "They attract." As the vans drove around streets in the city, cars started colliding with one another in their wake. It's thought that 517 accidents happened in total. Video of all of those crashes are up on YouTube. The Russians love their dash cams. Idyar Yur-35 was one of the motorists affected. He said, "I was on my way to a business meeting when I saw this truck with a huge photo of breasts on its side go by. Then I was hit by the car behind me, who said he'd been distracted by the truck. It made me late, and I left my car in the garage, and although I'm insured, I'm still out of pocket. Serafan Advertising Agency, the company that organized the sign, said it would pay compensation to all of those who crashed. A spokesman said, we're planning to bring a new advertising format onto the market. It's just tits. Tits advertise whatever product you're selling. You know, instead of the blue strip that say they attract, just cover the nipples with Doritos. Whatever you're selling. That's how dumb advertising is. You don't really need advertising campaigns. Just show off tits. And then maybe in where the cleavage is, in between the boobs, stick the product you're selling. It's so simple. All right, we're planning to bring a new advertising format onto the market, encouraging companies to place their ads on the side of trucks, as we thought this would be a good alternative to putting them on the sides of public transport. We wanted to draw attention to this new format with the campaign. In all cases of accidents, the car owners will receive compensation costs from us that aren't covered by their insurance. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails. Get the hell out of here. I love hearing from you freaks. Give me a call, 206-666-4463. That is our voicemail line. Also, real quick, I would like to mention adamandeve.com. I'm not going to go through the whole spiel, but you go to Adam and Eve, pick out something you like. You're going to get 10 free gifts, 6 adult movies, a gift for her, a gift for him, a gift for couples, and free shipping. It's an amazing deal. Adam and Eve has been so good to me over the years, and I would love it if you would support them. If you're looking for adult products, go to Adam and Eve. Use coupon code FREAK or coupon code DV or coupon code TIM at checkout. Very simple. All right. Yes, caller.
Hey, Boo. A while back, you mentioned how you were proud that you'd never played any child pornography or read it on the show.
Uh-oh. I went back into the archives.
And, you know, Tim, that's admirable. But I remember you read a story once when you were talking about this tight little boy you fucked, and you said his ripe little 13-year-old cock, and then you had to do that little robot voice where it went 18.
Right.
Timmy, I don't know if you're trying to protect yourself or you're just a shiggle liar, but you done fucking goofed. Love you, Boo. Bye.
It's a joke. That's, you know, this is a comedy show, believe it or not.
Jigu Jimmy Woo, Haley is Comet calling up. On a recent episode, you talked about how you could...
And what's funnier than pedophilia? What's funnier than child rape? Please don't isolate that audio.
Couldn't understand how rapists think and couldn't understand the whole, you know, it's about power, not sex sort of thing.
Yes.
And I've got something to tell you. This is, you're not going to want to hear this. But the reason you have trouble understanding how rapists think is because deep down inside, underneath everything else, you are still a decent human being.
No! I gotta go on a raping spree just to sort of, you know, get into the mind of a rapist.
I know, not what you want to hear. But deep down inside, Tim, you are a good person, which is one reason we love you.
I don't know about that, but thank you. I don't even really take that as a compliment. You just annoyed me, Haley's Comet.
Hey, Tim. What's up, dude? Because of you, I am so fucking goddamn retarded and fucked up. I got this girl a couple weeks ago.
Pregnant?
She is married. And I just make her do the dumbest fucking things to me all the time. And I literally just listen to your show and I'm like, if I get my girl to do that.
All right, well, today we played some snot porn. Maybe you can incorporate that into degrading her.
So, dude, oh my God, bro, I'm so fucking stoned. Anyways, I bought a Bono pill the other day, a Rhino 5.
Do those work? I've never heard of Rhino 5.
Like, okay, I'm going to hit this pill. I'm going to get all nice and hard. And I'm going to fuck this girl in her ass. And,
that a boy.
Fuck that pill. Fuck me up, bro. Like, everything started melting. I'm sitting squeezing on titties. I'm slapping her in the face, calling her a dumb cunt.
Please record your next sex session.
And, like, she starts melting in my hands. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Oh, all right. Thank you. And finally today.
This is Godbuster. Damn. I wish that faggot. Alex was calling in.
Are you the kid from Extreme Cheapskates?
Please save me from my mother.
So boorish. Nothing he says is interesting. Where's Haley's comment? I love him.
All right, thank you. Another stellar batch of voicemails. You guys really need to step up your game. You're kind of embarrassing me and yourself. All right, that's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God, what's funnier than child rape? Oh, no. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. That'll do it for DV this week. If you are not Sideshow members, if you are paying freaks, I'll be back tomorrow to end the week with the Friday program. I will see you back otherwise on Monday to start a new week of shows. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Kill yourself.
We wanna kill yourself.